I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're live on a Sunday, a very special Sunday. The annual tradition continues. It is the man who stuck around to raise me. His special day. What's going on, Dad? Father's Day.
Hey, man. Thank you. How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you for coming
both.
Through.
You too.
Thanks for having me.
You know, and we are practicing social distancing here, y'all. You know, normally we have my mom and my dad in the studio, but this year with the Rona, we had to go remote. So, you know, my dad is at the crib, at his crib. We're at our crib. And we don't have to worry about exchanging any molecules or you know, coronaviruses and stuff like that.
Bacteriums.
How you been getting by in the coronavirus? I see you growing the fro out.
Yeah, I'm growing up. I stopped going to the barber as soon as he announced they shut the shop down. Not only did they shut it down, the barber who was there had been there for many years, and he closed it down permanently.
Oh,
so my barber got caught up in the mix too.
Oh man, so is it still Donnell?
Yep, he's I don't know what he's gonna do now. He's I heard he's still doing a few customers, like going to their homes and stuff, but you know.
Right.
I'm in that age bracket where you can't be coming up all up in here.
I know. How you been getting mine in the Rona? Have you been, you know, is it weird? Because you, like, retired right before this, too. But
yeah, he did.
I know you did a lot of side work stuff and going in people's houses.
You forever working.
So how's that changed?
I know, right? I don't do much at all with going in people's houses. I've been doing some exterior stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And I do some lawn aerations. And that doesn't require me to go inside. People are paying me using payment apps. You know, I finally graduated to Venmo and you know, that stuff. So
yeah,
all good.
Y'all
I knew that was gonna make you happy, KP.
When I tell y'all, that's an accomplishment because we love to pick on you, old man. We love you, but you are hilarious. Hey. You're very smart and very intelligent and you know, IT and can take computers apart and put them together, but just to get him to move to a smartphone or just to get him to move. And I understand your reservation though, because you're like, look, I gotta vet it. I gotta be sure it's legit. Like I understand that, but it's just funny to me whenever you cross over. Cause I was like, he finally made it.
Yeah, I do. I take my time. I don't adopt new tech. I'm a technology person. So I know sometimes it's not a good idea to buy that Taurus and have the parts fall off of it, you know?
Yes.
So,
but it's good though that that you're using the apps and stuff, because it's you don't have to worry about exchanging cash in hand,
right? Yeah,
you know, anybody breathing up on you and stuff. Hopefully you haven't run into any more Confederate flags in the last times, because you know they're taking them down now.
You know, back in the day I ran into one up in a guy wanted me to do some work for him up in Gastonia. It was doing some stuff in his garden. So I went up there, you know, and I started down the street. You know, Belmont. Started down the street. He's on a dead end street. And I got about 3/4 of the way down the street and I saw the biggest Confederate flag I've ever seen in my life hanging on a damn barn. I'm like, I think I'm on the wrong street. And I came down, he came outside with his sons. They're from Indiana. They had on battle fatigues, you know, like these are regular dudes, you know, with a guy works for a plumbing company. He's got on like camouflage shit, a high point 9mm strapped on his side, you know, both his sons look like they were maybe in their late teens, early 20s, but they all had weapons. And I'm thinking like, what the hell is going on? So I did, I aerated for him. Then they said, I got ready to leave. They said, do you want some ghost peppers? You know, the hottest peppers in the world. Wanted me to eat some. They went in the refrigerator, got in my refrigerator. I said, this must be the peppers they save for the Black Lives Matter people. I can't handle it. That was my experience with the flag.
Camouflage and weapons and the Confederate flag.
And they tried to kill you with some peppers.
The biggest flag. Honest to God, that flag had to be at least 40 by 20. It was huge. You know,
they must have got it at huge. The Confederate surplus store or something like that. Good grief.
They went to the meat.
And then like
they went to the trade meet.
What was the guns for? Like they just walked around strapped all the time?
All the time, man. They just like if it was gonna happen. I mean, when I communicated with him through Craigslist, so he didn't know who I was.
Oh.
No idea. And when I showed up, you know, he was already strapped. And then they were really nice when I got there. They were very friendly and cordial. Mm. And they told me they were from Indiana. I was like, Mike Pence territory.
How are you from Indiana and you still got a Confederate flag? They didn't even like that wasn't even on their side.
It don't matter.
And it's deep in Indiana, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Kentucky, places I've kind of like passed through when I was in the military. Mm. It's deep, bro.
That's crazy though, because I saw a video where this black woman did some Craigslist stuff. She wanted some people to do some yard work, and the dude pulled up and he had a Confederate flag on his truck. And she said, "We changed our mind. We don't want it." He said, "Is it the flag? I can take it down." She said, "Nope." Y'all go ahead and leave.
Nope, you already told me where you stood. You are not getting anywhere near me.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew it was a problem. You just didn't know who I was, which was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I have a neighbor who lives a couple of houses down from me, and he owns a repair shop. He's a nice guy, a white guy, and he was working a lot. He needed to get his lawn cut, so he had somebody, I guess, who lived in Gastonia come over to cut his lawn. And they came in with one of those truck bed mounted gigantic Confederate flags and pulled up in there and cut his lawn. And my next door neighbor is a brother from, Florida. And, the neighbor two houses down came over and apologized to him. He said, "I didn't know the guy was going to, you know, come in like that."
Mm.
But that's how they roll, man. So.
Well, I'm glad
it's out there.
I like the new way where everybody's tearing down the Confederate statues. You're seeing a lot of statues coming down right now. People just going down like it's so bad now they just removing them. The government is like, hold up, if you give us a couple of days,
they was like, no, fuck, we were just moving, taking shit too long,
you know.
I know, right?
Like, y'all had 100 years to do this,
right? Y'all had decades. Y'all could have been passed laws. Y'all opted not to.
Yeah, the statues that's coming bizarre. Down crazy.
I was gonna say that's bizarre. That's I mean, this is the result of a war, you know, right. So people who are fighting on the other side lost. You ever heard of somebody say, "We're going to put up some trophies to, you know,
right. Losers.
Recognize you for your efforts of trying to leave the country, you know, right. Sedition, you know."
People say they don't like participation trophies, but Confederate statues, the biggest participation trophies in the world. Like,
that's it, man.
Y'all came in second at best. You know, y'all got y'all ass whooped and got all these damn statues hanging around. And then,
thanks for showing up.
Right. And then a lot of the statues didn't even get erected till way after that, like the four years of the war. So you're not even talking about like some current like valor or whatever. This is like revisiting history and reinterpreting it. So I love to see them come down. Like it got so bad. Yeah. They moved Jerry Richardson's statue. You don't even have nothing to do with it.
That was their excuse. They got their lawyers it. They told their lawyers, read the fine print. Is there any way we can technically get it down and never put it up again? Because when it went down, I told Ross and Roderick, that's not going back up.
It was under that clause. Jerry is a freak. Take it down.
They was calling him Mr. Jerry in the office. I guess that was enough. They said, close enough. I feel like the protesters downtown in Charlotte just looking at statues trying to come up with an angle. Like, I don't know. What you think about this?
Right.
And they saw him gathering. They was like, get the papers together. That got to come down.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
They said, it took 8 hours to take that thing down. I was like, what was that made of?
I don't know.
Jerry Richardson.
Yeah, it took 8 hours. They had to take it down in two pieces because they had to take down him and then the Panther beside him.
Oh, wow.
I wonder
what they're going to do with that.
I don't know. Probably go put it on his yard or something.
I mean, ship it back to him. I mean, because
it's never coming back up. Put it in the NASCAR museum.
I guess so. Wow.
You see the NASCAR? What'd you think about NASCAR getting rid of the Confederate flags?
Man, I've seen a few black people like we have some relatives that work at there and they've been to races there. My brother loves racing and stuff. And he said, it's just kind of like nobody bothers you, but it's just a celebration of that Southern heritage and really. But I was surprised they got rid of the flag, really, because I expected such a huge backlash. And I mean, it's not over. I mean, the races are not being attended right now. So it should be interesting to see what happens when they open them back up and people can come and sit in the stands, and they'll, you know, come in with their shirts on and the belt buckles and just, you know, test the water to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. They don't give up easily, brother.
I know. It's easy to say it when there's nobody at the races yet, but
that's right. Yeah.
When they start letting people back in, you know, they're going to come in with them flags on. Just
check it out.
Point. Yes. That's the reason I never went to a race. Cause you know, my uncle, he loves NASCAR.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
Come out here to the race with me, nephew. I'm like, they still got them flags. I'm
yeah,
good.
Yeah, right.
Like that's it. He's like, man, they ain't gonna hurt you. It's no big deal. I was like, eh, I'm good. I don't trust
yeah.
you.
Yeah. A large collection of white people. I'm good.
See, here's the deal. When the race is going on, everything is cool, but they start sucking down them Budweisers and everything.
them Miller Lights.
And then when the race is over, they look over there and go like, all right, let's go string one up. Right. Dale Jr. lost.
I'm good.
We already having a rough time.
Oh man, how are you getting used to you? I see your new hairstyle. How are you getting used to the grays?
Well, it's mostly on the side right in here, you know, but, I actually like it. I think I need to get a shape up. You know, I got kind of a semi-barber in the house. Used to be. So every once in a while she shapes up my neck. But at some point I need to get it kind of even up. But I'm cool with the gray. I don't care what color it turns, you know, as long as I'm still here and, you know, as long as I can get up in the morning and do my thing. I got a little gray in there too. You see it right there?
You still getting in there, getting out there fishing?
Every chance I get, brother. Every chance I get. People will ask me, what do you want for Father's Day? I say, as long as it's related to fishing or beer or something like that, I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
So, COVID. Yeah, I go out. I went last night.
It's very socially distance friendly as a activity. Yeah. You don't have to worry about nobody running up on you and being 6 feet within somebody else. And, you know, just between you and the fish and whoever you bring with you.
Yeah, and that's cool. I meant to ask
you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I usually go by myself, but a lot of people, especially now that we have some downtime, they all want to go fishing. But I've been a little reluctant because, you know, just I have to revamp my schedule to meet their schedules and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know.
And you'll never know where they drop. Know where they droplets been either, because you know a lot of people. Right. I'm seeing a lot of people saying they doing social distancing and stuff.
But then I see their behavior. I start like, talking. You know the definition.
You start talking. I'll be like, man, that's not right.
I know, right? Stop breathing.
Right. What were you gonna say, Karen?
Oh, I was gonna ask. We didn't get to ask you. I had called you and I wanted to know how'd you like the gift we sent you. You said you was gonna open it up this morning.
Yeah, I haven't opened it up yet. Should I open it up now?
Sure.
You can. Oh, I thought you already opened it. My bad.
No. I've been saving it. Only thing I opened up was Judy had a bag here that had this tool in it that you use to pick fish up out of the water that are too, like if you're on a dock or something, they're too heavy to lift on the line. Just reach down, pick them up and weigh them and then put them back. So I really like that gift. I had told her I wanted one of those. And guess what? She got me two of them.
Oh, yes, in case one breaks, you always got to be prepared.
Is it like a catch and release tool?
Yeah, it's a, hold on.
Because I didn't know it was a catch and release house. I thought we was,
I thought we caught him and ate him.
big as my hand, well, fit in the pan.
It's a tool like this. You pull this thing right here down. Mm-hmm. And this grip up here opens and closes in the fish's mouth.
Okay.
And like I said, she got me two of them. One is for, I mean, this one's a little short, but this one is perfect.
Oh.
This thing is perfect right here. You wrap it around your wrist like that, you know, and then you pull this thing right here, and right here, and mm-hmm. you see that open and close right there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted one of these.
Could have used that when we was fishing at the hot hole on that pier.
Yeah, I know, right?
That like 30-foot drop. You get the fish all the way to the top, and the damn things flip off.
That's a wrap. Man.
That has happened many times down there.
That fish be like, I'm free.
I know, especially, right? And it's always the big fish too, because that's the ones that's the heaviest.
You guys ever think about going fishing, or y'all too busy?
I'm just not a fish person, man. I'm too scared of fish and stuff.
Your idea of fishing is Captain D's.
Captain D's,
Captain Steve's.
Captain Steve's.
Yes, Captain Steve's. Come on.
You know, or just go to the fish department, the produce department. There you go.
Is this my cutting board?
Yes.
When I chop up some vegetables?
Yes, yeah, or fish. I figured you already had one, but, you know, that was personalized.
This is perfect, man. I love it. Thank you both.
No problem. Glad you like
problem.
It.
No problem. Yes. I figured out this is something you would like.
I will be sterilizing this against the Rona,
please,
and then use it.
Did they include the card?
Was there a notice?
Yeah, it says Coach K faked a back injury. Happy Father's Day, love, Rod, and Karen. Hey, leave Coach K out of this. Okay?
My bad. I didn't mean
everybody's got.
I mean to bring it back to Coach K.
Oh. Little play.
What are we gonna do with sports? You on board with this NBA coming back, all that stuff?
Yeah, you know, I really like I didn't realize how much I would miss basketball until I looked on there and I saw, you know, Clemson playing South Carolina, you know, from 1927. I'm thinking like, come on, man.
Yeah, they've been playing all the hits. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm like, they playing, I mean, they're good games and they're good games to watch, but you're saying like, when you turn on, you say, oh, yeah, Clemson won that game. And then it's like, you know,
before
you even get started.
And in the NBA, like, I think college is going to be pretty much impossible to start. Cause
I know,
so
man.
Many kids, yep. So many people.
From
then you got
all over the country,
the campuses.
Yes.
Can the other students come back? And then how does it look if you bring the athletes back and make them play, but then the rest of the students stay home?
Right.
That doesn't seem very. That doesn't seem okay. So
I know, right?
But I'm looking
getting
forward
that commercial, to, getting that money.
Right. I'm looking forward to the NBA coming back. They seem like they have more of a plan, but I even with them, it's like one person gets sick or something. It feel like it could shut the whole league
That's right.
down. So
yeah,
and you see your boy Kyrie, your boy Kyrie trying to mess it up for everybody.
Man. This guy, he still think the world is flat, man.
Trying to be different.
I've been trying to tell him. Like, shut up.
He trying to be different.
Yes, somebody in the chat.
Yeah, I know, man.
He said, well, we start our own league. I said, damn,
I know,
Kyrie, it's not the time, brother.
It's not the time.
Kyrie, shut up.
Yeah, somebody said Clemson had a ton of players sick already.
Yeah, the football team had, so, like double-digit players that got it.
Because the thing is, it's going to be interesting with college, because colleges are a business. No matter how people want to say it, yeah, state funded, blah, 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 blah. But overall, they're a business. And they're actually losing tons of money too. So they're under the pressure to reopen. But for them, it's a little different than opening up for the, it's the same thing to me, but it's kind of a little different from opening up to the public, because you sent everybody home. You don't know what these students been doing. You don't know what beach they done been to, rally they done been to, what protest they done been to, what family members they've been around. You have no idea. And then you're going to have to clean your campuses. And then you're going to have to bring everybody back. You probably can't bring everybody back all at once. So is it going to be the 50% of people that first apply? Like it's going to be a lot of juggling. And then the thing is, their biggest fear, which I understand, but no matter what, this is going to be a fact. Enrollment is going to go down, which means they're going to lose money, because a lot of people
That's
are
right.
like, I'm not paying to go to Yale to sit on my couch. I paid for Yale. I want the Yale experience. Not trying to fund for these really, really large universities. And I think the problem is going to be where they lose this money. So then what are they going to do? I know for the state of California, they was like, oh, this bullshit test, SAT, ACT, get rid of that shit. Yes, because once you get rid of that, you open it up for more money, more applications and all that stuff. That's going to happen across the country. I think once colleges get to the point where they realize, oh, we need to get all the money and fuck this test. This test really ain't benefiting us. Not trying to be funny. We use it to calculate shit. But overall, this test doesn't benefit us. It's just a middleman to get you here. And it's not actually necessary. And it's a racist test. And most people, most black and brown people, depending on the situation you in, it's an entry fee to even take the test, which is a problem all in itself. It's not like the test is free. And so you have all these things happening and going around, and you're going to have, I think personally, you're going to have a lot more students go back to community college. More people are going to start doing technical degrees and all these 2-year degrees and things like that. And so colleges are trying to adapt and adjust accordingly, because even quote unquote, once things go back to normal, you're going to have a generation of people. You have a generation of students now that can't afford. You're even going to have more generation of people now that can't afford because their parents lost their jobs. Their parents may have been paying for the tuition. A part of the tuition. So, you know, they, when you have parents' reduction in income, you have a lot of young people that can't get out into the market because they want them young and dumb so they can underpay you. But now people with experience are getting a lot of the jobs that a lot of the inexperienced people got. They're willing to take pay cuts. And so you're bumping these people out of the market. So yes, I got a degree, but can I use my degree? And everybody, you know, I know from my personal experience, when you get out of school, the most frustrating thing is they want an inexperienced person with experience. Bitch, that's dumb. And then you won't hire me.
That's right.
Well, I mean, you say that, but I was listening to President Trump yesterday at his rally, and he said the economy's doing very great, very tremendous.
I don't believe your source.
Very big,
who said that? Very strongly?
Very bigly economy. Yeah. And he said, you know, especially for the blacks, he said, you know, probably George Floyd is looking down from heaven at the economy.
Where is my African American? Where is he?
Mm-hmm. So, and Diamond and Silk was there and stuff. So I feel like maybe you...
Oh.
Maybe you're being a little pessimistic, Karen. Okay.
I might be too pessimistic, just like the stadium was sold out too. Okay. There was an overflow. Yep. I heard.
Overflow of tickets. But yeah, so what do you think about all the stuff too with the, you know, the protest and, people being in the streets? And then of course there were people that were complaining about, you know, some of the rioting and that type of stuff. Oh. You know, as somebody that was alive for, like, you know, the 70s and stuff like that, does it seem like anything's changed from then to now, or like, is this more hopeful, less hopeful?
Well, I mean, I guess from the time I was born up to now, I have seen a lot of progress been made. It has been a tremendous struggle, though. I mean, we don't get shit easy. Right. So it's just been a struggle for men, and especially for black women. It's just been a struggle. And I think the damage that has been done to us during this struggle has been detrimental to our internal community, too. Mm. So the healing that needs to be done is not just from external healing. It's also internal. One thing I'm glad to see our young Caucasian people in the streets and asking for change. Mm-hmm. I just hope and pray that this momentum that has been established, you know, as much as I dislike Donald Trump and his politics, I think he has served as a catalyst for some of the momentum that we're seeing now, some of the change that we're seeing now, because I think people thought he was going to be like, and there's still some people that think he's the great white savior, mm-hmm. but, and that the country belongs to white people and the world belongs to white people. But it's not like that anymore. When a pandemic hits, everybody dies.
Right.
If there's a war, everybody dies, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that this momentum continues. And I hope, you know, 5 years from now that this involvement that we have and some of the walls that we see coming down in, industry. I mean, there are companies that are saying that, look, for going forward, 20% of the people we hire are going to be black people. Mm-hmm. And, they're making a commitment to doing things that they should have been doing all along. Right. And I'll say this and I'll shut up about that. I have a person I know, you guys know him too. I won't tell you who it is, mm-hmm. but his wife works for an investment firm here. And I went online to that, website, their website, and I looked and it's a very successful, high profit firm. They have, probably 30 people in that they mention on a website in management, mm-hmm. and two of them are black. Mm-hmm. They're, both of them are in lower level administrative type positions. Mm-hmm. Both of them are black women. So companies like that, I mean, that's a company nobody ever heard of. If I told you the name of it, you'd never heard of it. But I think there's a lot of that entrenchment where there's opportunity there. And companies have to make commitments. Large companies are making commitments now. I mean, you know, some company, I think, I can't remember who it was. They said they're not going to advertise on Facebook anymore because of some of the stuff that Facebook allows, untrue, racist type stuff to be posted. So that's what it's going to take for a top down approach. And hopefully it'll filter down when, my grandkids are, ready to go to work. Hopefully it will filter down where some of these obstacles have been. I don't expect them to ever go away. I don't expect white people to lift us up. It's work we have to do ourselves. I hear, you know, we have black on black crime. I hear that being used as a kind of a counterpoint when the people start talking about Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. It's a legitimate point, but we need to solve all of these problems, and we can't really rely on white people to do it for us. We have to do the work ourselves. We got to get our educations. We got to start treating each other right. We got to treat our women right. We have to stop using substances to abuse ourselves and drown our miseries. We just have to put our minds and our heads in the right place. And that's where I'm coming from right there. So yeah. I think we're at a good point in history now. I'm glad to be alive to see this.
Yeah. I see a lot of ideas on the table. People hadn't even been able to get traction with in the past, like defunding the police, prison abolishment or reform, all that type of stuff. You know, ideas that are very radical. I don't know what the ultimate, what it will look like by the time it goes through all the processes and all this stuff. But I mean, the ideas to me make so much sense, far as like, trying to solve some of this stuff, you know, put some of this money other places. We got schools, you don't even have sports programs. They're telling the parents to provide the damn supplies for the kids to play sports, but then we write a budget for the police that's millions of dollars, you know? So doesn't make sense. I was listening to Ta-Nehisi Coates. He got interviewed on I think Ezra Klein's podcast. And he was saying that even he feels somewhat hopeful now because of how much people are in the streets and how much white people seem to be, moved by all this.
Tuned in,
Can y'all see my dad, Karen? For some reason, y'all both off of my screen.
Oh, I went off because I was trying to refresh to see your dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my dad, I think your camera might need to refresh real quick.
How do I refresh?
All right, let's get into some of these topics of the day, okay? Lots of news is happening.
Let me know. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
We hear you and see you. So let's see what's going on. Target, everyone's
Target.
Etchella.
Mm-hmm. They will permanently raise all their starting wages to $15 an hour next month. And offer one-time bonuses of $200 to its frontline store and distribution center workers who have helped the retailer stay open throughout the coronavirus pandemic. So it'll be a permanent pay bump, benefit increases, and safety investments such as protective equipment, plus $1 million donation to the Target team member giving fund. The retailer said it is spending $1 billion more in pay and benefits than it did last year.
Yeah, because the thing is about Target, people love Target, and Target is more expensive than everybody, but it's, I'm paying more, so you ought to do more.
Yeah,
that's right.
Beginning this week, Target is also offering free virtual doctor's visits through the end of the year to all employees, regardless of whether they purchase insurance through the retailer or not.
Come on through, Target!
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
They said the payout increase will affect about 275,000 of its employees at stores and distribution centers across the country.
And you know what? A lot, particularly with the larger companies, I know they're about dollars and cents and about trying to make the most profit to satisfy the shareholders. But if they stay dedicated to this and don't do this shit just for show right now because everybody's on their ass, and then later on we'll find out that they don't regress back. What happens is that when you do this, your employees become more dedicated. Customer service gets better. People actually give a shit about their jobs.
Mm-hmm. And they already better than Walmart.
Right. But, so but it's going to cause people better. To go the extra mile. Like, you're going to have people above and beyond. When you show that you care, your employees show that they care, and to your customers and everybody around you. And it'll make it a better environment, which means somebody like me would spend more money, which actually benefits you. Yes, your initial cost is more, but you'll end up making way more money from paying your employees more than trying to be cheap.
Yeah, it's also a time where capitalism would suggest to do the opposite, right?
Correct.
Because when you have high unemployment numbers and stuff like that, it's like, oh, we can lowball people. You know, they'll take anything to get a job. And they're doing the opposite and being like, we're not just going to increase pay, but they're also extending their COVID-19 related benefits, including free backup care for children or other family members through the end of August, and a 30-day paid leave for team members who are 65 or older,
come on,
pregnant, or have underlying medical conditions.
Wow. 65 days. Come on through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
All right, Jay.
That's a place I feel like you can shop and not feel too bad about where your money's going, or, you know, what it's doing for the employees. So good, you know, good luck to all them. Federal minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour.
How long has it been like that? 12 years?
Since 2009. Since 2009.
Wow.
So they're above and beyond, where the government lets you down. Have y'all seen, or have you heard about the, McDonald's? The cop that broke down over McDonald's?
No.
He probably has. We played it, but yes.
Okay, I'll try to put it on screen with us. So let me give you a second here. All right. So there's this officer who...
You're the guy with the gun.
There's this officer who was very upset about getting some McDonald's not on time. And, you know, it's a very stressful time for these police officers out here. You know, a heart goes out to all of them, you know, just with all this, these people in the streets after you, you know, kill innocent, unarmed black people. You know, it can make a lot of stress on the job. People don't see cops the same way.
I decided to come to the McDonald's at Love's on the Ford Avenue exit. And I waited in line to get my food. I had already done my mobile order so that, you know, people don't pay for my stuff, because I just always like to pay for it myself. But I'm on my way home from work. When I pull up to the window, they hand me my receipt. So I go to the second window to get my food, and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And so the girl comes to the window and asks me what my order was. I repeat my order and my coffee order, and they ask me to pull up because my food's not ready. It's an English muffin meal with...
First of all, it's an English McMuffin, okay?
Yeah.
So clearly you're not familiar with the way that we get down at McDonald's.
Yeah, and me and Roger was talking about it. And
hold on. Are you typing directly into the microphone? What's going on over there?
Sorry, brother. Sorry.
I might get sensitive, boy.
Everybody was like, ooh, I hear it. I hear it.
But I was using it with my hammer.
Pow, pow, pow. But yeah, it's an egg McMuffin. It's not an English muffin meal, ma'am. Okay, it's a McDonald's.
Right, and the thing is, me and Roger had talked. We did it on Balls Deep, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Me and Roger had talked about this. We've used the thing where you do the phone app thing. A lot of times when you do that, you normally don't go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, if you order on their app, what they, you don't go through the drive-thru. You park in a space.
Right.
You let them know you're here, and then they, because it tells you to describe your car and stuff, and then they bring the meal out to you while you're parked in the space. So it wouldn't even make sense to order online and then go through the drive-thru.
Right. Of course, your order's not ready because you're going through. You're rolling through the drive-thru.
I already don't believe her description of things.
A hash brown and coffee, and I mean, I hadn't eaten since I've been up for a very long time, but I haven't eaten in a while, so I was kind of hungry, and I'm still waiting, and they asked me to pull up, so I pull up forward, and a girl comes out with my coffee, and just the coffee, and she hands it to me, and I have my window down, and that's all she hands me is the coffee.
Now, if you guys can't hear it in her voice on the video, she's wiping away tears because she's starting to cry. Okay.
Crocodile tears.
I feel like, well, you know, I would say that, except I have been there before myself. When they tell you to pull up and get in that spot.
Ooh, you do feel like crying. I'm not even going
to
lie.
They bring your food out to you, and you just, you know, sometimes it's enough to make you break down, you know? It's like, I just wanted my nuggets hot and fresh, and I didn't know I had to put 5-minute waits on nuggets, and it could take you out.
So I told her, I said, don't bother with the food because right now I'm too nervous to take it. It doesn't matter how many hours I've been up. It doesn't matter what I've done for anyone. Right now I'm too nervous to take a meal from McDonald's because I can't see it being made. I don't know what's going on with people nowadays, but please, just give us a break. Please, just give us a break. I don't know how much more I can take.
I don't know how much more I can take before I have to shoot a nigga. I'm sorry.
I hope not, baby.
Take off that MAGA hat.
Don't do that.
Give us a break, okay? I don't know what innocent man I'm gonna pull over and just kill because of the pressure.
Been in this for 15 years, and I've never, ever had such anxiety about waiting for McDonald's drive-through food. So just have a heart, and if you see an officer, just tell them thank you. Because I don't hear thank you enough anymore.
All right. So can we talk about how nothing actually happened to this woman? Like, there wasn't a thing that... This is like, there was no violent attack. No one said anything to her.
Yeah, and my thing,
there was a wait on McMuffins.
And my thing is this, I've been to enough McDonald's in my lifetime that it is not abnormal for them to tell you to pull up in the space and sit. And sometimes me and Roger have waited sometimes 10 to 15 minutes sometimes for them to come out, you know, to bring your food. Normally it's not that long, but sometimes you might have to wait a hot minute. Like, this is not anything new. And my thing is, if you have that much anxiety, you need to request time off work, take a mental break, or it just sounds you don't need to be there.
I don't want her to have a gun. That's all. I don't need you to have a gun. That's not the kind of mentality of someone that needs to have a gun. If we're gonna
defund her ass,
right? Like, what? Like that? You are an excess job. You should stay home. There's no need for you to be employed in a place where you get to make decisions over people's lives when a 2-minute wait on McMuffins is enough for you to start crying. Like, I haven't eaten all day. I've been up since this morning, and she said, here's your coffee. I'm like, the last thing you need is coffee. You need to go home and take a nap, ma'am. Like, that's crazy.
She's nervous.
But yeah,
oh, that's what she was saying before they handed her a Snickers.
The ice cream machine is down, they said. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it, y'all.
Here you go. You haven't had your Snickers.
Please just be nice. If you see me, don't pay for my food, but be nice. Say thank you. like for doing your job. Like, chill out. Like, it's, I don't, enough thank yous in the world can't fix all this, man. Mm-mm. How about you, you know, you want to be a good officer, take a video after one of y'all kills an innocent black person and then be like, this nigga did it, okay? He did, I seen it in cold blood, all right? Like, let me know that. But crying in McDonald's drive-thru as if that's what stress is crazy to me. Like, y'all literally killing people in the drive-thru.
Yeah, if that's the case, you know how many McDonald's me and Roger have been through during the hot summer heat looking for ice cream and all the ice cream machines is gone down now. If anybody should be crying, it should be us. I mean, we went through several of them. And every single one, the machines go down at the same time.
I don't think the one off Tavola got a machine in it. I don't think
they do either, because every time we go by that bitch, it's never working.
Right. Like, how y'all make money in here?
Wow.
But let's see what else happened in the news, y'all. A police officer had to apologize to his colleagues, and he apologized because he kneeled during the George Floyd protest.
Oh Lord.
Which is, nobody told him to.
He said, I know that it was wrong and something I'll be shamed and humiliated about for the rest of my life. We all know that that asshole in Minneapolis was wrong, yet we don't concede for other officers' mistakes. I do not place blame on anyone other than myself for not standing my ground. He didn't address why he thought it was wrong for him to kneel. He wrote that he even considered leaving the department over it.
That speaks a lot to the harassment and shit he probably got for doing that.
I don't know.
He's fragile.
Right.
He don't need a gun either. He's fragile.
Yeah, and sound like you don't want to stand behind what you did, because if you truly wanted to stand behind what you did, which means you probably shouldn't have did it in the first place, which lets us know where you stand.
He got caught up in the emotion for a second. And he kneeled because
he started caring. Oh my God, I'm caring.
Well, I don't even know if he started caring. The protesters, they were telling officers to kneel. Like that's one of the things that's been weird is, different types of people want different things from different groups of people.
Correct.
And so there were some protesters that was like, kneel, take your ass and kneel. Officers show that you kneeling for George Floyd, you know, to the Colin Kaepernick kneel or whatever. And so some of the officers like, okay. But then people take those pictures, they be like, look at this, this is tone deaf. The officers are kneeling. They kneeled on George Floyd's neck. I'm like, well, the protesters asked them to do it. Like, what, I don't know what you're supposed to do with this. This is, you know, it's the CBC asking the politicians to wear kente cloth. Like, some people gonna get mad, but if they didn't do it, it's gonna be a whole nother group of people mad. Like, damn, they don't even respect us. So
right, it's like a catch 22 when it comes to that. And my thing is, and that's not funny, I don't give a damn if you kneel or not, just don't shoot me. Like I could care less.
Yeah,
your kneeling doesn't mean anything to me, sir. Right. Or
but
ma'am.
Like, but those people at the protest are the ones asking for it. So I like
that's
the thing. Like, they're out there saying do this stuff, and then we see the pictures at home later. And then everybody judges the pictures, you know. Same thing when they ask him to dance and all that shit, you know. He said, I did not consider the consequences or facts of what I was doing. I spent the first part of my career thriving to build a reputation of a good cop. I threw that all in the garbage on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you about how they define good cop? Because good cop to them is not like working with the community and da da. It's holding the line for the other officers and their egregious behavior.
Right.
Like, to be a good cop is to essentially be a member of a gang, not to protect and serve the people out there. So, I doubt they'll accept his apology though. They don't. Like, he wasted that apology. Like, all he did now is let us know not to fuck with him, and then and then the officers ain't gonna fuck with him.
Yeah, so he might as well die.
If he gets into a situation, he's gonna call for backup. They're gonna say, who?
Right.
Fred, who?
Right.
I don't know you.
I've got static on this line.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I know, man. Yep.
Yeah, he might be like, you know what, it just ain't worth it. Because like you said, if they call.
I hate to say it, I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to the
team. That's how the dispatcher gonna be.
Mm-hmm. We got a code 9-5. Officer down. It is officer Ricoli.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
An Australian man, speaking of police, an Australian man has been fined for farting with full intent at the police.
Farting.
Fart the police.
Okay, with full intent. I would think so. Yeah. Regardless of if you want to have it full intent or not, your body don't care. It's gonna be full intent.
Not really. You could do silent but deadly. You know, you could try to hold it.
I mean, but yeah, the fart's coming out. So
yeah, but it's not really. Mm-hmm. No, not true. That's not true. Some people can fart on command.
Like
Rick Sanchez, for Rick and Morty, you can just fart on people if you want to. And so he farted on him on purpose.
I don't have that ability. My bad.
A man in Vienna has been fined 500 euros for breaking wind loudly in front of the police, a move that the Austrian capital police force was at pains to defend on Tuesday. Yeah, now, I'm not saying he didn't do it on purpose, you know, but I just don't know that this is a good use of police time and resources.
Come on.
You know, I know they say silent but deadly, but it's still just a fart. It's not actual intent to assault you. They fined him for offending public decency. I didn't know that was a thing.
Public decency.
I mean,
how did it sound? You know, because you know you have different sounds. Was it like a long, slow one? Was it like a machine gun? I mean, what is happening here?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that, like whatever was happening though, is not a arrest worthy or finable offense. Like it just, you know, just wait till some wind come through or something and just move on. I don't know why.
Because the wind gonna push it on.
Just want to put something on his record. Get him going, man. You know.
Right.
I'm sorry, sir. You are eligible for the job. You got all of the qualifications, but I understand that you farted around the police.
Right. I was like,
wow. Oh yeah.
Oh, officer down. Officer down.
Officer down.
We got a 1095 in progress. Okay.
We might not make it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are doing that on purpose. That is not a mistake.
We're gonna have to arrest you.
Mm-hmm. He was like, defart the police. Okay. He got up from a park bench, looked at the officers, and let go a massive intestinal wind, apparently with full intent, they said. And our colleagues don't like to be farted at so much. Police noted the decision could be appealed.
Of course.
No kidding.
They don't overturn that shit. Y'all did it because you were just mad he farted at you.
Well, honestly, I think they might have framed him. No, because
how they gonna prove it?
I learned a long time ago, whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Hey.
So I think...
Meet the new boss.
I think they might have framed my man. So good luck to that brother. I don't know how they're gonna, what evidence they're gonna use in court.
It's pointless. Gonna be one of them things where nobody's gonna show up and they're gonna be like, all right,
prove it was me.
Time for forensic files. Forensic.
Look here, we brought in a DNA expert on fecal matter, and let's go ahead and go to the slides. As you can see, Your Honor, Exhibit A is right here. This is Exhibit B. Mm-hmm. That was let's go to Exhibit C. Ladies and gentlemen of the court, your jury, may I present my opening arguments that my client here is innocent of all charges. That's how you're gonna take the stand. do you see the truth? Do you honor da 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 forever and such on the Bible? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Objection, Your Honor. This hostile witness. Oh. You put the whole system on trial, okay?
The whole system, apparently. And the whole system gonna have to deal with the smell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Hey, they have to call in one of those, what do you call those people, those expert witnesses. Mm. Now, does this smell like his fart?
Right.
You know?
Mm, yes, yes. This is,
that's him.
This is definitely your man, Your Honor.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what other news we got out here.
Hey, I wanted to ask one question though about the news.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear the story about the cops that said they went to like a Starbucks or something and got bleach in their drinks?
Yeah. They said that, but then then of course, what's funny is they said that. Then later, the police union immediately backed them up on Twitter. It was like, yeah. They poisoned them. What's happening to our officers is terrible.
And McDonald's was like, we got the video.
They did an investigation and found out that none of that was true.
Yeah, McDonald's. They got videos everywhere.
Which is just like.
Was it McDonald's?
No. It was steak. It was Shake Shack.
Okay, but they got
it's the. Oh, Shake Shack. Okay.
Yeah, Karen doesn't necessarily go off the facts.
She
kind of shoots from the hip over there. But,
I like that shit. That's what I like about Karen.
Mm-hmm.
But they got, put out this. They all got video. They got video too.
She's a loose cannon.
They do.
But yeah, it's, so they ended up, finding out none of that shit was true. And, after they investigated, so it was once again, kind of police just saying some shit that they couldn't be verified and crying in the car. So, we do have news for the coronavirus, segment. Okay.
Okay.
So we got some song. We like to play a song. We haven't heard the songs yet, okay? I went and found, just put coronavirus in Spotify, and I'll bring up a song. And today's song is by Quince Lou and Jay Philly. It's called Coronavirus from the album Coronavirus.
I know just what you're up to. I know you know I opt you. Just what you're up to. I know you know I coronavirus, coronavirus. Don't get influenced, it'll put you through it. You gotta dodge it. Coronavirus, coronavirus. Gotta stick to it, pay attention to it, cause it's about to bite me. But I pay no mind to it. It don't mean I'm blind to it. But not every action need a reaction, so you know I vibe to it. Did he tell me vibe to it? Man, I miss my nigga dog, and I put my niggas on, and I'll never know, so I'll never know why the world likes to go and do me wrong, when I'm really trying hard, when I'm really trying hard, I done got my money up, took an L, could've fell so hard, but I came strong, ain't no quitting me, ain't no getting me, I don't see defeat at all, I remain tall, I'm a big dog, I don't think fall, I just pick it up, leave you in the dust, you a bitch dog, I mean a bitch dog. A hoe, cause you been a hoe, would've got my shit, dog. So it's fuck you, and it's fucked up, then you fucked up with a real one. Yeah. You know I'm vibing, you know I'm silent. But if you ever get into it with me, then it's getting violent. Yeah, it's getting violent.
I don't think this song has much anything to do with coronavirus.
It does not. You get a zero, cause the whole format is to stay on topic.
Yeah, he said coronavirus several times, but
no, you're right.
I didn't feel like he really talked about coronavirus.
No, I think some people be putting out their mixtapes and just throwing coronavirus in there.
Maybe
trying to get on the map.
Yeah, maybe let's see. I'll give him a little bit more. Maybe he got some more to say about coronavirus.
And it's getting toxic. Gotta stay 10 toes on the swivel. I don't want surprises. Coronavirus. Coronavirus. Get influenced, it'll put you through it, you gotta dodge it. Coronavirus, coronavirus. Gotta stick to it, pay attention to it, cause it's about to bite me. I know just what you're up to. I know you know I opt you. I know just what you're up to. I know you know I
wish he would have went into what Trump is up to, because he said he knows what Trump is up to, but then he didn't provide any details, and that was basically the end of the song. So well, he did say coronavirus a lot of times, so we got that. Let's go to this news.
Well, 25 points then.
DL Hewley, comedian, passed out and collapsed on stage in Nashville. And turned out first they were saying it was dehydration and exhaustion, and turns out he tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, that people were coming out saying that those are one of the symptoms for some people, because everybody's body kind of responds differently to it, and they were saying that that's some of the symptoms, and people don't realize that.
Dehydration and exhaustion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he went and said he was asymptomatic or something like that. But I mean, if you pass out on stage, and that's not something you normally do, you know, I would think they might have something to do with the COVID-19. The other thing I would say too, though, is what the hell was he doing performing in public in front of people?
A lot of people are like, we're going back to normal.
And them people were not 6 feet apart.
Mm-mm.
I saw it, and they were like literally like within feet of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now all those people need to be tested and quarantine themselves.
And this is in Nashville, where Tennessee, where they actually haven't opened up to phase 3, which is bars and clubs reopening. That happens on Monday. So this really should not have been an event like this. And one of the things that really struck me about this is that DL Hewley hates Trump, hates him. We'll go up and down on him all day and just talk about how much he doesn't like him. And I keep telling people, the problem with Trump being president is subconsciously, because of the 200 and something years of America, you know, we all kind of see a president as a king, whether you want to or not. Even when you don't like the president, you still kind of respect the office. Even when you say you don't respect the office, you do, because the office sets the tone. And so Donald Trump setting this tone of, this is no big deal, business as usual, who gives a damn if people are dying, we're not reporting the numbers, we're slowing down on the test, all this stuff, it has a subconscious effect, even when you hate the man, that makes you lose that focus. Because I'm trying to stay focused on, I don't trust this man. I don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. So why would I ever operate the way he operates? He walks around with no mask. He tried to hold a rally, yesterday, sparsely attended, but he tried to hold this rally yesterday as if it's no big deal. People in the crowd weren't practicing social distancing, any of this stuff. Why would you let him set the tone for your decisions, DL Hewley? You gotta be smarter than that. So yeah, I was just like, what a dumbass, man, or dumb move, you know. So meanwhile, Walt Disney World cancels Halloween and other events for 2020. So let me get this right. Walt Disney World is like, it's not gonna be safe. DL Hewley like, it'll be all right. Like,
what did that man at that place in Phoenix say? I will open up when the Walt Disney World and Walt Disneyland open up. Be like, if them niggas not open up, who we think we are?
Right. So, yep, they will not. Yep. They will be not. Safe. They announced that the park wide Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and Epcot's Eat to the Beat concert series and Typhoon Lagoon's Disney H2O Glow Nights will be canceled for the rest of this year.
Right, because they're like, no, we don't want to be accountable nor responsible for the things that happen in our park. And if they do open, it's going to be tons of social distancing. It will not be the Walt Disney World and Walt Disneyland that you have gone to know. I would be surprising if they didn't do shows, no mascots. They'd be like, look, y'all here for the rides, do the rides, go to the stores, and that's it. We are not putting our employees in any more interaction with the public than we absolutely positively have to.
Right. Coronavirus, 45% of asymptomatic patients may have lung damage.
Wow.
So even if you're not showing any symptoms, you can still be suffering organ damage, often silently. Researchers analyzed a public data sets found that as many as 45% of people infected with COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus, never have traditional signs such as coughing, fever, or shortness of breath. What's more, in one of the data sets, more than half of asymptomatic patients had CT scans that with signs of serious lung damage.
They didn't even know what was happening.
Right. And then they said the findings provide evidence that those without symptoms played a significant role in spreading the virus and showing why large scale testing and contact tracing is so important.
Right, which Donald Trump is consistently against. Don't want people to know true numbers, because that's the thing. If people knew the true numbers, he would not get the support that he has. He would still have those hardcore people that don't care about people dying. But a lot of these people that don't care because they think it's not going to affect them out in the middle of Timbuktu nowhere, they would come to realize, oh, it is literally all across the country.
The real silent majority are going to be them asymptomatic carriers. That's the ones he's talking about, a different silent majority at this point. Our review really highlights the importance of testing. It's clear that with such a high asymptomatic rate, we need to cast a very wide net. Otherwise, viruses will continue to evade us.
Correct. And it's going to be something that is sad, but a lot of these dumb governors are coming out and making statements. Well, it's just going to have to be something we have to live with. No! Why do we just have to live with the fact that people are going to die and just call it a day? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you decided?
Yeah, I know.
That's
terrible.
They said even when they tested among more than 3,000 prison inmates in four states who tested positive for coronavirus, the figure was astronomical, 96% asymptomatic. The next researchers looked at CT scans of passengers who were on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship. Of 76 people without symptoms, such as coughing or fever, 54% showed significant lung abnormalities, specifically lung opacities. Lung opacities are hazy clouds of white that contrast against the darkness of the lungs, which usually indicates lungs are full of things such as fluid, bacteria, or immune system cells.
I don't want to rumble with the Rona, so I will continue social distancing. I will continue to wear my mask.
Yep.
I will keep washing my hands. Y'all can go ahead and fuck around if y'all want to, but I don't want any part of the Rona.
That's what it keeps saying. The other day we was in Publix and I had my mask on, but then I think I might have like swallows a hair or something, went down the wrong pipe when I was swallowing in under the mask, and I was coughing a little bit, and I was just looking around at them people like, hey man, this is why I'm wearing my mask. Like, and it was like the people without masks was looking at me. I was like, nigga, you should have a mask on too. Right? You wouldn't be so worried now.
Right. You wouldn't be so. And what's so funny though is when you wear masks, what was actually hilarious to me is somebody who doesn't have a mask, so you wear a mask, then they respond to you like you're the problem. And it's like, you ought to have a mask on too.
Well, they ain't responding to me like I'm the problem, but I feel like they be looking at me like, damn, maybe I should be wearing a mask.
And that's the thing.
Go ahead, you saying that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, that reminds me. I was in Aldi's a few weeks ago, and this lady was in front of me, and I was just, you know, giving her the 6 feet, and she was at the onions, right? And she got to the onions, she went, I said, I think I'm going to give you some garlic in the jar.
I'm going to head to the pre-chopped onions in the plastic container.
Yes, sir, man. I'm not going anywhere, man.
Yeah. I don't want to be in one of these videos where some white person start coughing on people on purpose or something, because I think I'm going to hit them.
Right, I think I might lose my mind.
Because my thing is, if you done already coughed on me, I got it. So I'm definitely not dying 2 weeks later without punching your ass in your face. Like, they going to be like, yo,
that's right,
they coughed on them, but did you see the video of that black man punching the shit out that dude? Like, yep.
Get your lick in. Right.
You're not going to sentence me to death, and I'm supposed to just take it. These are not my ancestors' hands. No, I'm just kidding. Arizona sheriff who refused to enforce lockdown restrictions has COVID-19.
Wow.
Karma is what I call that. I'm telling you, white supremacy is a murder suicide pact. Mm-hmm. Because the disease don't care. Like COVID don't care about your politics, who you like what Donald Trump. It don't care if you're white or black or whatever.
It
like,
is truly the colorblind.
The impact of it is not. Mm-mm. Right? We live in a racist system. The odds of black people dying, living with comorbidities are much higher. That is not what I'm, so I'm not saying it doesn't care in that way. I'm saying the actual disease doesn't say we will only attack black people. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't say we only exist in black people. It's not like sickle cell or something like that. Like, you can be white and die from this. White people are dying from this. White people are getting sick from this. White people are having hard times recovering. Every day there's some article is like, this guy had COVID-19 3 months ago and he still can't taste shit. And now, and it's like, who the hell hates black people or hate or loves Trump and white supremacy that much that you would risk that for yourself? Like, you're like, I'm the sheriff. My job is to protect and serve. No, I don't wear a mask. I don't like that shit. Just stop being pussies. And then you get the COVID-19. You know, it's crazy. But this is where we at. He says he was.
Yeah, they said.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, someone said a week or two ago that Trump was having some medical issues and he sneaked to the hospital or something like that. Mm-hmm. So everybody was sitting around with their fingers crossed going, get him COVID.
Right.
But I don't know what ever happened with all that.
Evil people just don't die, man. It's like, that's the only thing. If you really don't want the COVID to get you, just be evil. Cause it ain't gonna get, it's just taking out good people and shit. Like that, like,
word.
That was the other thing too. Six people tested positive at his rally yesterday that set up the equipment and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, how is he avoiding this? It's everywhere around this man except in him. Okay.
Right. People come visit him and people have like been around him and then they go back to their home and they be like, oh, you got it.
Right. And we know he's, and since he tells nothing but lies, we have no idea what his health stuff is. He makes an emergency checkup at the high, you know, it's my emergency physical. It's like, that's not how physicals work. It's never been an emergency physical in the history of anything.
Right.
Like,
nothing was wrong. I just had to take a detour to the hospital.
And the thing is, you act like my eyes are lying to me. I'm looking at you and you going, I am actually 6'7" and I am 210 pounds. And you look like, no, sir. No, I'm physically looking at you. This is not a true statement.
Like, this nigga eat McDonald's every day. And
right. How can you be healthy?
How is nothing wrong with you and you eat McDonald's every day? You supposed to be dead. But yeah, this sheriff said that, he had a meeting with Trump and I guess that's how he had to get tested. And that's how he found out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like I said, I'm shooting from the hip, but I wouldn't surprise me if that nigga's asymptomatic because so many people around here is catching it. It is him. Either he has it and he knows he has it, doesn't know he have it, but either way it go, I think he has it and just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, the sheriff says he's gonna quarantine for the next 14 days, but that makes, I don't believe when they say stuff like that because if you're one of these like deniers of what COVID-19 is, telling people not to take precautions and stuff, I feel like these are the ones where we always see like a couple days later, you know, he went to the store, he went back to work, you know, so I don't trust it.
He went to the gym.
Yeah. Florida hospitals meanwhile are running out of ICU beds.
You don't say. Like, maybe it's just me. Was I the only one paying attention when Paris was like, hey, y'all, we ain't got no more beds. Hey, y'all, people are dying. People are, like, being sick and dying in their homes and having to live with dead bodies for days and weeks and months because we can't get out to them. And was I the only one paying attention to this bullshit? And we over here going, well, they not full yet? Bitch, I don't want them to be full.
Yeah, I think that was Italy, but yeah.
Italy.
Yeah, Italy had the, like, they were ground zero for, like, how bad it could be.
Right.
And, you know, our administration, I mean, when's the last time you heard from that panel that had Dr. Fauci on it?
Oh.
Do we even have a task force anymore?
No, he done locked them away and thrown away the key.
This is crazy, man. Somebody go cough on these motherfuckers, please. So we can just get them out of here. Like, they'll take it serious or something. But yeah, numerous Florida medical facilities reported dwindling ICU bed availability on Thursday, with several reporting none at all. And this is how it really affects the stuff, is that someone gets a sick for something else, all the ICU beds are full of COVID patients, and now you got people dying that would have been saved if everyone would have just stayed inside, wore masks, socially distanced, blah blah blah. Now you got people dying, you know,
right, from shit that they normally just could have went in there and got hit. And like I said, and people fed to realize this is going to affect normal everyday things. You get shot by a stray bullet, you get in a random car accident.
Well, hold up, it's Florida. So you get attacked by an alligator. Somebody on meth tries to chew your face off. You know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
a flying monkey comes out from outer space and jabs you in your eye. Like, it's Florida. Anything can happen out here.
Florida is our Australia.
Right. A lizard drives your car into and crashes into a bridge.
Yeah, somebody said, you ain't talking about hurricanes and bath salts.
Right.
You know?
This is Florida. Did y'all see the really truly oppressed people out here? The people that have to wear masks. I know we as black people have dealt with a lot, but it's nothing compared to, you know, these people that have to wear masks now. So they've been going and talking to the government. And this one brave patriot with a Trump 2020 shirt and a hat. She went down to talk to the local, you know, politicians and give them a piece of her mind, okay?
Are you going to be wearing masks when you come in? Are you going to obey that city? And if not, then how in the world are you expecting any of us to obey anything that you say? I protest face coverings. I am a healthy American. I used to be free.
She used to be free before, you know, they said put on mask. And then she brought some sort of prop that says I protest face coverings, and it has a lot of pictures taped to it, like not laminated. It's not very well done, but she did put some time in that.
The terrorist. I am not Antifa. I am not a sex slave that wears masks.
What?
You're talking about Muslims.
Sadomasochism and bondage. I am not a burglar.
I'm not even sure she's talking about Muslims. I think she was really saying like BDSM and how people wear masks in the like sex play or whatever.
Right, what does that got to
do? I don't, nothing.
Okay,
nothing.
Okay, I'm like, okay, this doesn't make sense.
I'm just letting the world know, okay, this message needs to go out to everyone.
The pandering politician like we see here and here and here and here.
She had to turn a page, y'all.
A proud Trump Republican. Trump Republican yearning to be free again. Who are you, victim or victor? If you are offended by anything I have said, by the masses of people, then I am offended by the masses of people who do not question your wholesale slaughter of our constitutional and inalienable rights. Shame on all of you. Let liberty ring.
She brought a bell.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her
okay.
Through the night with the light from above.
She knows the words.
To the valleys,
to the mountains,
white with snow, white like
white.
God intended. Yeah. Yes. Coronavirus all over everything.
I'm about to say, ma'am, now the next person go up, it's going to take them 15 minutes to wipe that shit down because you done breathed all on the mics. You done breathed. I can't even use the Clorox batch now because you done breathed on that. I got to come with my own shit to clean.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
And ma'am, didn't nobody inform you? You came on a goddamn boat too. Mm-hmm. So this is actually none of our homes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your comments.
And it's Baber. Deborah.
Thank you very much.
You should know better.
She got Make America Great Again tights. This is a shame. Mm-mm-mm.
Where was this speech given? What state?
I'm just gonna say Florida, but it's not. I don't think it necessarily is Florida. It's Ventura County, so I think that's California. But I mean,
yeah, California. Okay, yeah.
You know, I always say Florida is.
It could have been Florida.
Florida is a state of mind. You know.
Yeah, she mad because they didn't. The lady didn't know her name. Ma'am, we have 50 people speaking. Ma'am, next.
It's Barbara. Barbara Babber, whatever her name is. Oh my God. God bless America.
People exist. And so this is the reason why I say if you support Trump, you're in the same boat as this lady. She might as well have came on there with her hood.
She said she was a Trump Republican. She don't want you to get it twisted at all.
No, I'm no.
Okay. She came to lay it down for her man.
I'm not one of these wishy-washy ones.
Right, so that's disgusting. Yep.
Where's your burning cross, ma'am? Since you're bringing all the props.
Yep, I know, right?
So, let's get into some other segments, guys, all right? Let's do some fucking with black people, all right? Where's my music? We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game that goes all around the globe, and we find different articles make us feel fucked with. The wheel sign point scores 0 to 100, intervals 25. Today's contestants, everybody. All right, let's see who's fucking with us today, y'all. A Branson store owner said rebel flag doesn't represent racism. And then they found out she has ties to the KKK.
You don't say.
Who could have seen it coming? You know, I'm as surprised as y'all.
I mean.
A person with an affinity for Confederate flags has ties to the KKK? Oh, man.
It's surprising to me, too.
Yeah. it's funny to me, too.
Man, look, I hear you. It's funny to me too. I mean, it's strange to me too.
Dixie Outfitters is the name of it.
Dixie's Outfitters.
According to Anna Robb, the Confederate flag represents Southern culture. In an interview with the News Ledger on Monday, she said the flag represents faith, family, and freedom, not slavery, racism, or white supremacy. On Thursday, the news leader was alerted by readers that Rob's husband, Nathan, co-owner of the store, once tried to adopt a highway in Arkansas on behalf of the Ku Klux Klan, and that Nathan Rob's father is Thomas Robb, the national director of the KKK.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
She didn't think nobody was going to find this information out. She just didn't give a fuck. Yeah, she just didn't care.
Tandy Counter's assessor records show Anna and Nathan Robb own Dixie Outfitters in Branson, a franchise store that sells Confederate flag merchandise.
Franchise, I mean, there's other spots.
How are they staying in business? Are enough people buying things?
Yes, yeah.
What's the markup on a Confederate flag, I wonder?
Yeah, they buying in bulk. You know, the harder they pass these rules and they people feel oppressed, that goes up and gun sales go up.
Man, what a hustle.
Good point.
Like, 4 years of getting your ass kicked by the North, and then boom, we selling this forever. It has nothing to do with slavery, which the media always wants to bring in. She has said, staunchly defending the Confederate symbol. Anna Robb was asked her thoughts by the news leader as national debate grew over the meaning of the Confederate flag. The controversy emerged earlier this month after the world learned about the strident racism of 21-year-old. This is an old article. All right, somebody posted this like it was new. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Oh, she get 100.
Yeah. That
all the way live. Yeah, all the way live. Big
I give her 100 as well.
Yeah.
There's an upcoming new TV show, everybody.
Okay.
You know, black people was very upset online about the TV show, Confederate, that never got made.
I wish it from
the Game of Thrones people.
I hope they still make it. Fuck y'all.
All right. But, there's a new show called Cracker. The upcoming series Cracker is likely to cause a storm of controversy from the premise, what if the roles were reversed during slavery? And they put a trailer out.
Oh, wow.
The for those who are listening to the audio, there's a car pulling up, but it says, "You took our breath away. What if we took yours?" is the text. You raped our daughters.
Oh. Hey, how's it going?
Why don't you step out?
What if we raped yours? Oh my God, who made this?
Take that shit off your head, monkey.
So they're showing what appears to be a white Nazi man, like a neo-Nazi, beating up a black man for no reason. He pulled him over in his car, which I didn't think citizens could do.
He had a do-rag on.
Yeah, I didn't think citizens could do, but then he beat up the black man.
Who the fuck you are?
And a white woman hit the black man with a bottle. Mother Earth, big shark in my nut. And if she bleeds gold, it's your crown and King Tut. Nat King Cole, King Solomon, he's nuts. Stretch and fucking oil, you get rich when I bust. Fucking whatever. Star nigga dizzy. I made that bitch squirt and created the Mississippi. River, my nigga, took a trip to nigga. What you looking at, Cracker?
What's your name, Crack?
So he, I think, through the powers of time,
yeah,
travel and parallel universe,
yeah,
theory.
Yeah, about to say, because we the Nazi looked like he got shocked into another universe.
Yeah, it looked like the Nazi somehow got zapped into another world in the past where white people were slaves to black people. They show like some white feet hanging from a tree.
Michael,
I just saw a black man auctioning off a white man as a slave. Wow, I'm pretty sure they just showed a white woman being sexually assaulted. Yeah, I did not know that was gonna happen. I'm sorry, everybody.
I was not ready.
Where I come from, this isn't the way it's supposed to be.
I guess in the current day in the car they show that the dude had a Trump 2020 sign, the Nazi, and then in the past, of course, he's getting, you know, his ass handed to him.
You are cracked out. Welcome back, Pico.
It's a series. It's not just a movie. It's a whole series.
Wow. I am in Niggerland.
Who is delivering this channel?
What channel is this on?
You know, my thing is we just want to be free. Like, we don't, that's the thing. We, you know, we just want to be free, you know, but I'll be watching.
A white man made it. He is from Boston, Massachusetts. He made his mark with rap videos. He's worked with Pitbull, Akon, Lil Wayne, Ice Cube, Guns N' Roses, Flo Rida, RZA, Tyga, Soulja Boy, Ty Dolla, Nicki Minaj, and Diddy. Wow.
The soundtrack gonna be flames.
Yeah, it's a series. I'm not sure how much all hip hop's journalism is really that thorough, because it says series on the thing, but they keep saying it's a movie. It's expected to come out in fall 2020. On what channel? How is this possible?
I mean, it could be bad. I don't know, but I'll watch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's supposed to be comedy or serious or what, but yeah,
wow.
They piqued my interest, to be honest, because I just want to see the shit show this is gonna be now.
Yeah, that's all it's gonna be. That's all I care about. The concept, like that's irrelevant. It's gonna burn the internet down.
Yeah, I just want to see all the people that glom onto this as, you know, what we really want is black people from Hollywood is black slavery films where we own the whites and stuff like that. So. I'm sure Dr. Umar and Tariq Nasheed.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure people are going to get mad because there's probably going to be some form of redemption.
The hotels will like it. Yeah. You know. Anyway, 0 to 100. Karen?
I'm going to give it a 25 just for the simple fact that that's not what we want. We just want freedom, but I'm going to watch it anyway.
What about you, Dad?
I'm gonna have to see. I don't watch much stuff, but I'm gonna have to give this about a 50. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be interested to see a couple episodes, and then I can come back and reevaluate this. You know.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it 100 because it's. I think there's no way this is gonna end. This is what people thought Confederate would be,
right?
Like this is, or something like this, kind of like maybe not the race reversal thing, but this whole just we're gonna be showing slavery trauma. I don't know that that's what Confederate would have been, but this is like the less thought about. This is like some niggas got high with this white boy and said, you know what would be cool? We do a movie, a white slave movie. It's like, that's not a good idea at all. But it got made because a white man was behind it. So they greenlit it, you know? So yeah. We'll see what happens. I am interested in seeing how it turns out though, to be honest. But I think it's also because I'm not afraid of, slavery movies and slave times. I'm not afraid of that kind of shit.
Yeah,
so.
If they can do this, they can't bring out about what's that show we was watching on UP
Underground.
Yes, they bring back Underground.
Yeah, I loved Underground. That's a great show. All right, so we'll do one more. Theorist and self-proclaimed prophet Mark Taylor says black men are hanging themselves to start a civil war.
That doesn't make sense. This comment makes zero sense.
So apparently this man, Mark Taylor, I've never heard of, but he's some type of conspiracy theorist. He appeared on MC Files with Chris McDonald.
You mean X-Files?
Sure. To say the hangings are a plot by black men to add to the racial division and undermine the re-election chances of Donald Trump. Now, let's just examine the idea.
Wow.
What niggas gonna hang themselves to sabotage Donald Trump? Something that you can't even be sure what happened. Because it's not like this will be the first time black people ever been hanged. They wasn't doing shit about black people getting hanged for a long time. Ida B. Wells just got the Pulitzer. It's 2020. She been dead 100 years. Like this will be the thing where America be like, you know what? I didn't understand, but now that black people is getting hung, I think it's time to stop this racism shit. No more Donald Trump. According to the Hill report, the self-proclaimed prophet also dismissed the news that black men have been found across America hung as an attempt to, by the deep state to go against Trump. It's all about keeping the narrative focused on the Civil War, Taylor said to the MC File show this Tuesday. A bunch of garbage that's been going on like that. We had what, 5 hangings now? They found bodies hanging? Give me a break. We know that white people love saying give me a break to some facts, don't they?
Come on, man. Give me a break.
They love that shit. Well, you know, technically, looking at the diversity stats, you only have 2 black people here, and they're actually in administrative positions. Oh, come on. Give me a break. This again? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess that's... You refuted my argument, Chet. We know that's deep state related. That's pushing some of this stuff to try to drive the narrative. Now, some of them have been maybe suicides, people trying to martyr themselves because they know what it's going to do to this whole black-white thing to try to start the civil unrest, to try to stoke the fires again. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep this going through the election.
How is wouldn't you be glad if this was a true statement? Black people, isn't that the goal to kind of eradicate us? Like,
well, here's my thing. If I was going to hang myself to stoke the fires of civil unrest in order to make sure Trump didn't win the election, I'm not doing it in June. Like, I'm going to wait till October.
Like, October. Yeah.
It's cooler outside.
Like, I know black people, I know they don't care about black death that much. They're not going to keep this going till June. They're going to move on to something else.
Around the first of the year, Christmas, good Thanksgiving.
He also said he believes that Attorney General Keith Ellison, Minnesota, will intentionally lose the case against Derek Chauvin, the cop who killed George Floyd, so there can be more riots and protests, which will help derail the racial tension during the election. Yeah. It's kind of like how remember that time they intentionally let O.J. Simpson walk free? To stoke some, no, Okay. Mm. The reason they're going to walk is the way the case is being presented. What I believe, and I think you probably agree with this, is it was all a setup by Ellison, this Muslim attorney general, to do exactly what you just described to a T, because when the guy does walk, Minnesota's probably going to go up in smoke, and so is this country. So, 0 to 100.
The Dracarys, great conspiracy. Fuck him.
Okay, Dracarys from Karen. Dad?
I don't know. We'll go with a 25.
All right. I'm going to give it 75. I never heard of this man in my life, so I can't really be too upset. Sounds like he peddles in this for a living. But I give it 75. I mean, it's pretty racist.
Yes, it is. You spreading shit, and people are going to believe it, and you right. fight with people.
Well, like, I mean, it's like, a conspiracy channel. It's already a conspiracy. Them fans gonna believe. I don't think he's changing minds, is what I'm saying. Like, the people that consume that content, they don't fuck with us. Mm-hmm. They already on the other side. So, but yeah, that's terrible. That just showed to me what that really says is how little they care about us and our deaths and our lives, that you funnel it into your conspiracy. You didn't, like, I do believe a conspiracy. I don't think niggas is just hanging themselves to commit suicide all around the country in a week at the same time. That's the only conspiracy I believe. like if we want to talk, but you leaped over to the whole another way, which is they are hanging themselves, but to frame Donald Trump somehow, which is batshit level of white supremacy insane. All right, let's lighten the mood, okay? Okay. Let's try to move into something more fun. Let's do some Guess the Race, all right?
Guess the Race.
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all of podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Karen and the chat room and my dad, to guess the race. And of course, everyone playing is a racist. All right, let's get right into it. All right, story number one. A Florida man is dead after asking his friend, what are you gonna do, shoot me?
Damn.
Those are believed, I guess the answer was yes, those are believed to be the last words of a 26-year-old Florida man, Sean Cook, after he asked his pal Shay Harkins before a rifle shot took his life and landed his buddy in jail. The pair were playing video games in Harkins' Palm Harbor, Florida home Thursday evening when the host started showing off a Colt M4 rifle that he'd been customizing. Harkins, also 26, reportedly pointed the gun he believed to have been unloaded at Cook's chest. Oh, they always say they thought it was unloaded. Cook then asked Harkins, apparently kidding, if he planned to shoot him, later claiming he didn't know there was a bullet in the rifle's chamber. Harkins reportedly did just that. The victim and the defendant are best friends, according to police report. Defendant was showing off his new attachment to his Colt M4 rifle and attempted to clear the firearm but did not. Cook was taken to Meese Countryside Hospital, where he was pronounced dead roughly an hour after being shot. Harkins was charged with manslaughter and jailed in Pinellas County, west of Tampa. Police made it clear that there was no indication that drugs or alcohol was involved. Guess the race of the shooter, Shay Harkins. Karen?
Refused to take gun training, white.
All right. Dad?
I'm going to have to say, who keeps a loaded rifle around the house next to your video game, white?
Okay. I guess they were playing a shooter video game. First person shooter. Shotgun Shay. Anybody else want to limp, white? Make my day, John Wayne. White. Everyone's going white on this one, and you guys are all correct. White. What'd you say?
Somebody said Dick Cheney's best friend, White.
Oh, that's right. He did hit somebody within the chest.
Mm-hmm. Shot him, yeah.
He looks sad, too. He was like, I don't know. See, the thing is, they never really, like, when we cover all these news articles, this always happens in cases of normally, like, murder, stuff like this, a lot of times domestic violence and stuff. People always, we always get the report from the person who did the killing. Cause that's the only witness, really. So it's like, yeah, he said, what you gonna do? Shoot me. And I was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And I killed him. Like, that might be what happened. Or maybe, like, you shot your homie in cold blood. You know, maybe you got so mad he was whooping your ass in NBA 2K that you was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I gotta take him out of here today. I don't know. All right. Let's go to the next one. A teen got angry about chicken and yells, I've got something for your bitch ass with a knife in hand. 19-year-old Kelnisha Blaylock was charged. Kelnisha was charged with assault with a deadly weapon when she told her 14-year-old sister, I've got something for your bitch ass, before rushing at her with a large kitchen knife. The fight started over chicken. On June 8th, Metro Nashville officers responded to a sibling quarrel over chicken. According to the affidavit, Dawn Blaylock told authorities that her daughter, Kelnisha Blaylock, was screaming and yelling at her 14-year-old daughter because she had not received enough chicken. Dawn tried to retreat from the residence with the minor daughter to avoid a physical confrontation. Kelnisha followed them out of the house with a large kitchen knife yelling, I got something for your bitch ass, before rushing her younger sister, before Dawn tackled her to the ground. Kelnisha fled the scene, but returned after officers arrived and proceeded to resist arrest and then combat them. Kelnisha was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Her bond was set at $5,000. Guess the race of Kelnisha Blaylock. Guess the race of Kelnisha Blaylock.
I'm just going by, now this sounds like a DNA thing, right? Chicken, Kelnisha, named after a refrigerator. I'm thinking it's probably a young black lady.
All right, Karen?
Chicken levels was too low, sister. Black.
Chicken levels too low. Okay, all right. Let's check the chat room, see what they believe. Gives her mother a car on Father's Day. Aww. Named after Daddy Kelvin and Mama Keisha Black. Sous Chef Black. When I can't think of how to spell the name Black. Never met a white Nisha Black. Black and mad as hell. Black. Seasoned fried chicken Black. Just wanted the last piece of Popeye's Black. Her sister messed with her Nashville hot chicken Negroids. Who took my apple juice Black? A Negress Black. They left her the small piece of fried chicken and no hot sauce Black. So black. Oh man, the correct answer is, and all of you racist people got it right, Black.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Some of the stories just jump off the page, you know. I'm gonna tell you, they don't got a lot of chicken in jail, okay? So not where you want to go if your chicken levels is low. And I know from having a little brother, you know, the sibling rivalry can be strong, okay?
It's true.
Like, you come home.
That's daddy's piece of chicken. She, leave it alone.
She did that.
You know I like thighs, and now we gotta, now,
now
I gotta,
we, now, we got, now I gotta,
now I gotta
you.
Stab you. Now I gotta stab you. All right, let's go to the bonus round. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right, double the points, double the race, and a bonus round against the race. So far, Karen and my dad are 2-for-2. But can they go a perfect 3-for-3? Let's find out. A Portland man who shot himself in the groin blamed it on a homeless man, and now he's going to prison. A Portland, Oregon man who falsely blamed an accidental gunshot wound to the groin on a homeless man was sentenced Monday to nearly 6 years in federal prison. Marcus Anthony Davis Jr., 35, was handed the prison term after pleading guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm. He had been convicted of prior felonies and was on federal supervision for a drug offense at the time. He said he paid a significant price for it with his physical injuries and the sentence he's now going to receive, said Assistant U.S. Attorney Louis Buckhart. Yeah, this is kind of like Plaxico Burress. I remember him. Mm-hmm. He was a
Got shot in the thigh.
Yeah, by his, he shot himself in the thigh. Yeah, the club, and then he went to prison. Yep. Like, so this dude shot himself in the groin, and he going to prison. But the only difference is he blamed it on a homeless man at some point.
Yeah, Plaxico couldn't blame nobody because too many witnesses. You was in a club.
Yeah, he claimed he was robbed and shot by a white homeless man at a bus stop. Investigators found no evidence of a shooting or robbery at the location. That's where he messed up. He tried to blame a white person, and they said, "We don't believe you, sir."
There you go. Mm-mm. Can't do that.
The correct answer is blame a Negro. The 40 caliber handgun that injured him was found in his girlfriend's car, hidden in his bloody clothes. In addition to a gunshot hole that was also found in a pair of his sweatpants. Oh man, they Encyclopedia Brown this one.
Open his shut case. Right? His poor girlfriend, that was like, you found what in my car?
Davis, who federal prosecutors allege was a member of a street gang, pledged to take stock of his life during a video court hearing. Mr. Davis is taking stock of his future. Assistant federal defender Francesca Facero told the judge he's resolved his new charges very quickly. Guess the race of Marcus Anthony Davis Jr. Karen?
I'm going to go black.
Karen's going black. Dad?
I'm going to have to disagree with her. I think it's Clint Eastwood, Big Gun Karen, white guy.
All right, let's check the chat room. Shout out to the Psychopathy Brown. Yep. Cheddar Bob White, Portlandia White. In the day voice, this was a nigga that did this. Reverse racism, but blaming it on a homeless white man he also had on sweatpants. This was a nigga black. He said, you said Oregon, right? White. He is black. Clearly didn't know the rules about blaming white people for things they did. Black dumbass. Shout out to the blaming a white man equal white. Had enough groin to shoot off. Black. Oh, well, Dad went white. Karen went black on this Father's Day. And the correct answer is dividing everyone. Karen got it right. He was black.
I bet his daddy was white, though. You know what I'm saying?
I hate to boo you on a Father's Day, but... Man, he tried to get one over. They probably didn't even investigate to find who shot him when he said white man.
Just was not smart. Like, just the whole crime, and they found everything from the gun to the clothes. I was like, just stupidity.
You gotta use the inherent anti-blackness of the police department against themselves and blame it on some black people. That's what took so long for them to figure out Jussie Smollett was lying. You know, because... Like, they never believed him, but they just started doing so much work. You know? Like, they
started getting mad they had to do work. That's why they keep trying to sue him.
Right. It was like two white people did this. I was like, okay, god damn it. I guess we gotta go look up the videotapes. You know? You gotta blame a black person. They'll just believe you. They don't even do the investigation. They just, like, a black person did this. Okay. All right, cool. Open and shut case. Let's just get up here.
Man, now I gotta work overtime.
So they broke into your house and they sprayed, black lives matter the most. They must have did it. They're getting out of control.
Broke into your house and sprayed pigs.
Yeah.
Okay.
They said honkies must die. Okay, all right. Sounds reasonable to me. So we're just gonna write this off on the insurance. Full payment. All right, let's do the sword ratchetness and get out of here, y'all.
Watch out. Watch out.
Ah! An arrest warrant was issued Tuesday for a Lawton man accused of chasing his neighbor while wielding a sword.
Oh no.
The Comanche County District Court issued a felony arrest warrant Tuesday for Terry Levaster Branch Jr., 44. Black. Of Lawton for account of, just in case y'all was wondering, he is black. I actually have a screenshot.
Levaster.
Levaster is a middle name, is dead giveaway. You look like a black samurai or something. You got long hair, something going on with his beard.
Got on a gi.
Yeah. he was arrested for a count of assault with a deadly dangerous weapon. Records indicate the crime is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. The allegation stems from a June 1st incident with his next door neighbor. According to probable cause affidavit, a woman said Branch chased her around the yard with a sword type of object and then came into her yard threatening her with it. The woman said she called her stepfather and he came over. He told police he saw Branch chasing her with the weapon in her yard. The woman told police she was afraid for her life, not knowing Terry's intentions. Branch's arrest warrant bond was set at $10,000. He's described as a black man standing 6 feet tall, weighing 150 pounds. He has brown eyes and brown hair. All right, that's it, Dad. You did it successfully. You made it through another Father's Day.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, and chop up some, clean some fish on that board.
Yeah, I know we're probably keeping you from fishing right now. I know you want to get out there on the lake. Thank you for coming by. And thank you.
I appreciate you both. Love you both.
Appreciate you sticking around, raising me and everything. That was nice of you.
Well, you know, it was tough.
I hear it's optional these days.
No!
It is. It always has been. Thanks to the man.
Right. All right. Send our love to my mom and everything, and we'll talk to you later. Until next time.
I will.
As I told you guys, Tuesday we're supposed to have Jamel Hill on the show, and Wednesday we're going to have Justin on the show. Okay. So we've got a full schedule coming. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.